It's Monday, September 15, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. David Siluka of the Electoral Commission confirmed the rollout of the provisional voters registration for the upcoming regional and local authority elections. Siluka underscored that inspecting the register gives voters the chance to ensure their details are accurately recorded.
The inspection of the voters register opens from 8 o'clock in the morning and closes at 1700 hours in the evening, including weekends. The Commission wished to urge the public to take this opportunity to ensure that they inspect the voters' register.
Social justice activist Chon Garisep has urged residents of Karutura, particularly those in the 1950s and 1960s houses, to visit the deeds office on Robert Mugabe Avenue to confirm the legal status of their homes. He warned that historical lease agreements and municipal allocation schemes have led to some properties being incorrectly registered, leaving families unaware of the actual owners. Garisep also spoke to us about the Shack Dwellers Federation.
The people are being subjected to a debt trap under the Be Together and Shack Dwellers Federation. Shack Dwellers Federation was supposed to be a project that was supposed to start and finish, not a business enterprise that creates a loan like a bank and traps the people into this loan. Shack Dwellers Federation gets 10 million from the line ministry every year, but this Shack Dwellers Federation is not conducive under the environment. These people were supposed to pay these houses and get done with them. People are not in possession of title deeds. They are disadvantaged from having title deeds that can help them with other kinds of loans as collateral and so forth.
SWAPO President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa has faced criticism after warning that service delivery could falter if the party fails to win a majority in the upcoming regional and local authority elections. She cautioned that development plans may stall in councils where SWAPO lacks dominance. At the same time, IPC Member of Parliament John Lowe called for reforms to make Parliament more efficient and ensure motions and questions are properly addressed.
So we'll continue to push to extend sessions to get a room for us to be able to get the parliament decluttered and moving so that we can get answers to the very critical questions that we are currently asking, and that we can start working on the motions that we are putting forward, because we are proposing a lot of solutions. We are proposing a lot of different ways of looking at things. But if we don't declutter parliament and the rules are not followed strictly, then we won't be able to motivate our motions, and we won't be able to get these motions to the specific committees.
To South Africa, where the Justice and Constitutional Development Minister, Mamoloko Gubai, says the gallows exhumation project recovered all the bodies of those who were hanged as political prisoners and assisted their families to bury them at home with dignity. Gubai says the exile repatriation project will continue to do its work, recovering the remains of people who were killed going to exile, killed during police custody and buried in shallow graves.
We're also appealing to families to be patient with us as we do this, because it's not an issue. There are those who did not get amnesty at the TRC, whom we are hoping, as they go through their trials and the cases are opened against them, they will help us where we don't know where the remains are, will help us to find those remains.
Internationally, Fitch has downgraded France's credit rating to A+ from AA-, casting a shadow over newly appointed Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu as he starts budget talks. Reuters says the move, citing political instability and rising debts, gives France its lowest rating on record just days after President Emmanuel Macron appointed Lecornu as his fifth Prime Minister in just 2 years. Unions are preparing strikes over spending cuts, while employees warn of protests against planned tax increases. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.